AM Public Investor 12-03894. Found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. And I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said in a statement a federal investigation identified some of the same issues the state has been trying to address. Alabama and the feds were talking about the conditions of felons in Alabama prisons. I want Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and the feds to focus on people that should be in prison. I want Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and the feds to focus on TKAM. Fans of Harper Lee know what that stands for. Come on, guess. First 75,000 guesses do not count. If you are not a Harper Lee bibliophile, you would not have guessed To Kill a Mockingbird. TKAM, Pulitzer Prize winner, selling more than 40 million copies in 55 years, a bestseller, 400,000 plus copies in 2015 alone. If it wasn't enough, the magical post-death appearance of the Harper Lee ghost set A Watchman, yet another book has appeared. It appears. It seems Harper Lee began a book called The Reverend, but did not get far. 4 pages, it seems, before Harper Lee's battles with personal devils of depression and alcoholism took over Harper Lee's life, bringing that book to a thin end. Harper said Harper's publisher wanted another bestseller. Harper's agent wanted a book of gore and autopsies. Nothing more was done. The Reverend, recently talked about, is a telling of a real-life murderer, a pastor. Killed wives, kids, and family more along the line of what one would expect from Truman Capote. A fellow Alabamian, Harper Lee did murder research for. Now, don't lose sight of that. Some say still to this day, TKAM was not written by Harper, but by Truman, explaining why Harper was a one-book writer. A Pulitzer right out of the chute, a shooting star that flamed out. Harper knew. As the joke goes, if there is a finished manuscript, it is all under lock and key of Tonja Carter, the Alabama lawyer who has controversially taken charge of Lee's life after Lee's death. Other papers and safety deposit bank box in which magically the unknown manuscript, Go Set a Watchman, was discovered post Harper Lee's death. Harper Lee has long been suspected for not writing her first book, TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, but of being a beard for that famous author friend of hers, Truman Capote. Amazing small world that it is. The world can sometimes seem too small for coincidences. Rumors ran for years. TKAM was written by Truman and not Harper Lee. Lawyer Tonja Carter's husband is related to Truman Capote. Small world seems too small for coincidences. In the matter of the felons, over the coming months, my administration will be working closely with the DOJ, Department of Justice, to ensure that our mutual concerns are addressed. and that we remain steadfast in our commitment to public safety, making certain that this Alabama problem has an Alabama solution, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said. The DOJ, Department of Justice, says it still can't determine whether Alabama's prisons are protecting prisoners from excessive force and sexual abuse from staff because its petition to enforce its subpoena for relevant documents remains stuck in the courts. The DOJ, Department of Justice, did not step up with another Alabama situation where money was to be made, big money. The DOJ, Department of Justice, ripped the state of Alabama in a scathing report, albeit on prisons, but where there is smoke, there is fire. And when a state fails in one area, the state most likely will fail in other areas. Broken systems like Alabama's disregard other areas. I am talking about Harper Lee, her legacy, her trademarks, licensing rights to her name, her book TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, and the other book fans do not believe Harper Lee wrote. What does a securities commissioner from the state of Alabama have to do with one book wonder Harper Lee and Harper's legacy? Investment client and investment advisors are not oversight of state regulators. Securities broker dealer firms and insurance banking are varying state to state. The Alabama securities commissioner did not call cops and did not call law enforcement. Iowa's brought to the attention of the Securities and Exchange Commission Office of Inspector General and Whistleblower Office Head Sean McKasey, the matter of the Alabama Securities Commission telling people Harper Lee was of sound mind and body. I had a relationship with Sean McKasey, so to speak, since 2010. More like a burr under the Securities and Exchange Commission's ethical saddle. When Sean's whistleblower team asked me, an investment client, to be their whistleblower on the matter of Don Bennett, Bennett Group Financial Services, Western International Securities, and J.P. Morgan Clearing Corp. Now, I must be making the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, real nervous now. I've gone dark, so to speak, radar silent, so to speak, not connecting to them, rather connecting, speaking to the world. Sometimes it is okay to say nothing, so to speak. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, is not empowered by Congress to give medical opinions. I reminded Sean as I wrote, something is not right about the Miss Lee situation. Best I can do is put the slideshow before you, have your experts make the comparison, then come to your conclusion to move forward or not. Somewhere in the records must be an executor authority transferred to Miss Carter by the prior executor. A signature expert will determine the signature's authenticity. And since when, I wrote Securities and Exchange Commission whistleblower officer Sean McKasey, since when does the Alabama Securities Commission issue health accreditations on seniors living in assisted living run by a nurse who political activism for the region colors clean hands? Yep, still waiting for Sean to say anything. Still waiting for the Securities and Exchange Commission to say anything. Yep, not worried. Not worried. Sentencing is still coming. USA versus Don Bennett. Bradley Maskow and DJB Holdings not worried, looking forward to the fallout. Assistant Attorney General Eric Dryband, who leads Alabama's U.S. Attorney's Office Department's Civil Rights Division, said, regarding the felons, our investigation found reasonable cause to believe that Alabama fails to provide constitutionally adequate conditions. Dryband was talking about prisoners that experience serious harm. Elder abuse didn't appear to be on Dryband's radar. In Alabama, it isn't just the state's prison system that is troubled. The state securities regulator is troubled, too. The state securities regulator overstepped its oversight when the securities regulator stepped deep into a case of elder abuse with Harper Lee, beloved author of TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, being the elder alleged to be abused. Elder abuse is oversight of the Department of Justice, not the DHR or the state securities regulator. Framing the coincidence of two storylines, prisons and Pulitzer Prize winners in 2016, at the end of the Obama administration, the Department of Justice opened an investigation in Alabama prisons, and America's iconic author, Harper Lee, died at the beginning of 2016, February 19th. Irony, but no irony, all these decades after To Kill a Mockingbird, a story of a young child's realization of color in crime, that in the South a man could be convicted of a crime not because he's guilty, but because he's black, and her clear-eyed conviction of how wrong that is, things have not changed much looking at the conditions inside Alabama's prisons. The Department of Justice is threatening Alabama with a federal lawsuit if the state does not get its act together soon. Across the state's 13 prisons for men, the nation's most overcrowded. The Department of Justice threatened no one with what went down, in view of Harper Lee's fandom. Harper Lee may have been deaf and blind. Harper was not dumb. Harper's fandom was not dumb, blind or deaf either. Anonymous complaints were made on Harper's behalf. Alabama lawyer Tonja Carter's Harper Lee new book announcement on Go Set a Watchman came coincidentally a few short months after Lee's sister and longtime protector, Alice Lee, died, raising outcry Harper Lee was manipulated into allowing the release of a book Lee and her sister never mentioned, ever. Rather, Lee for years maintained Lee would never publish another novel. Lawyer Tonja Carter said Harper Lee, Nell, never told anyone about the second manuscript, not even Harper Lee's closest friends, expecting people would suspend disbelief to accept Harper Lee forgot Book Two existed. Books to authors is like babies to moms who lose babies. They never forget the when, the where, and if that far along, the name. Tonja Carter, alleged Nell Lee, Harper Lee, wrote Go Set a Watchman before she wrote her Pulitzer Prize-winning To Kill a Mockingbird. Tonja Carter alleged Harper Lee's editor at the time suggested she rewrite it from Scout's point of view as a child. And the original manuscript, which features Scout as an adult, was lost. Tonja Carter read a letter allegedly from Harper Lee. I hadn't realized it had survived, so was surprised and delighted when my dear friend and lawyer, Tanja Carter, discovered it. After much thought and hesitation, I shared it with a handful of people I trust and was pleased to hear that they considered it worthy of publication. I am humbled and amazed that this will now be published after all these years. Lawyer Tanja Carter said she waited until the summer to tell Harper Lee what Tanja found, or what Tanja alleged Tanja found. A close friend of Lee's since 1950 said Nell was totally surprised. All of Harper Lee's friends refer to the writer by her first name. Nell is Harper's first name. Harper is Harper's middle name. The manuscript was allegedly in Allison Harper Lee's safety deposit box in the bank the sisters patronized. Monroeville is a sleepy small town in the hilly timberlands of southern Alabama. Neighbors look out for each other, even if it is speaking off the record to big city newspapers skulking for stories. Monroeville area residents, knowing Lee for years, said they doubted the veracity of the letter Tanja Carter released alleging the letter was from Harper Lee. The new arm of Harper Lee's publisher, HarperCollins, released its own statement saying, "The original manuscript of the novel was considered to have been lost until fall 2014, when Tanja Carter discovered it in a secure location where it had been affixed to an original typescript of To Kill a Mockingbird," HarperCollins said in its statement that Tuesday. And then Tanja Carter dropped another literary bombshell, alleging TKAM, To Kill a Mockingbird, was book 3 of a trilogy. The Watchman was the first book. Bets went out over the Twitterverse, taking odds that someone connected to Tanja Carter will stumble on it soon. Is Reverend that third book in the trilogy? Maybe. Ghost said a Watchman was allegedly finished in 1957, was set 20 years after Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, though it was finished in 1957. The two books' central characters are called Atticus Finch and his daughter Scout. Scout, in the new book, goes by the name Jean Louise. Atticus Finch, some said, was a play on Allison Harper Lee's father. Atticus Finch went from the hero in To Kill a Mockingbird to an aging, arthritic bigot in Ghost Set a Watchman. Watchman was filled with the N-word. Harper Collins decided not to edit the word out. Since when do daughters in love with their first love, their dad, turn on their father? More so when the daughter is deaf and blind. Daughters don't. Cunning men and cunning women do turn on other people's dads when cash cows are involved. Locals said they believe the decision to publish Ghost Set a Watchman, the alleged sequel to Kill a Mockingbird, was made by lawyer Tanja Carter alone. To be continued. So be good, be back, pray. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of. off your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time. Fantastic, good green, and bubble bath.